Phone Boy Speaks, episode 522, the $150 mobile phone.
High-end smartphones haven't really gotten any cheaper over the last several years. I mean, I could probably go back into, in 10 years and things that were quote-unquote smartphones are, you know, you're still talking $500, $600, $700, $800. I mean, that price range has not really, that really hasn't changed. And, you know, as much as, the Apple iPhone, for instance, has evolved over the years, the basic entry price hasn't changed. But what hasn't happened, though, is that the low end of the smartphone market has actually changed quite a bit. And with the introduction of some of the recent handsets that have come out, there's certainly a lot of room for innovation and growth at that space. And so there's actually an article on The Verge that talks about the evolution of the $150 cell phone. And that's actually more important because the smartphones themselves have we've been able to operate starting at those lower levels, and I think it's important because to get smartphones in the hands of more people, the entry price has to be cheaper. I mean, the main reason that, you know, I think the iPhone will only have a certain limited appeal as far as the global market share is that, let's face it, in the U.S., a $600, $700, $800 smartphone, a lot of people can afford that. Not everybody can, but there's enough people there to support it. And same with a lot of the other markets. In a lot of developing countries, that's a lot of money, right? I mean, that translates into a year's salary in some places, I'm sure. And so, getting the smartphones down into an affordable price range is good. And I also think there's a whole segment of the population, especially you start talking about all the different plans now where we're not subsidizing phones as much anymore in the States. So that means people are starting to pay or understand what their smartphone truly costs, right? So people are now starting to realize that their iPhone is not $200 on contract. It's actually, $700, $800. And so maybe what some people might be willing to do is say, okay, maybe instead of spending $800 on a smartphone, let's see what I can get. There may be cheaper options available, and as those options improve, I think more people are going to start looking at them. My favorite of the cheap smartphones right now I still think it's the best deal out there is the Nokia Lumia 520. You can get it in the U.S. for under $100. There was a deal on Amazon where you could get it was one of these lightning deals. You could get it for $45. And granted, that one was locked to AT&T, but it's still, even if you were to go unlock it, I mean, it's still like the best deal you're going to find on a smartphone. Now, is it going to be, is it going to compete with an iPhone and a lot of stuff? No, it's of course not. But the hardware is getting better. And they can see, like, in 2009, right, you could get a Razr for a Motorola Razr. Remember those for $150. And now you can get respectable smartphones. I mean, Motorola is coming out with phones in that price range. They've had some phones out in that price range and they're improving them. And, $150, $200 gets you a whole lot more phone than it did back in the day. So, I think as we go away from contracts in the U.S. for our mobile phone service, those cheaper smartphones are going to be much more important. Because I tell you that's I don't want to give my kids an iPhone. Not because I don't think they should have an iPhone, but because an iPhone is too expensive to replace. But the Lumia 520, or 521, as it were, right? Those are cheap enough that your Apple Care is actually just buying another one, because it's the same cost, right? And that's the thing. If the phones are cheap, they're just going to get better over time. And even if you look at the Lumia 630 or 635, it's a modest spec upgrade to the 520. I'm definitely looking forward to that being the cheaper of the Windows phones, and I think that's so. It's nice to see that there's much more interest in that space in the U.S. specifically. I'm not just talking about in the developing markets. I think it's important, but I also think in the U.S. it's important because especially if you're replacing the phone every months or whatever, it certainly makes sense to do it with a cheaper phone than to do it with a more expensive phone. But then again, I like my iPhone, and I'll probably still, as long as I can still afford to buy an iPhone, I probably will continue to do so. But I think it's important to have that, that cheaper option that is good enough, right? And maybe, again, you're not going to get It's not going to be exactly the same thing, but still, I think it's a good thing to have it. And so I'm looking forward to seeing what other vendors do in that space and whether we can get, more and more compelling options at that $150 price point.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.